Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And a very important person here today to talk about a very important topic is here. El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher is here. Steve, great to see you.
Good morning, Renee. Thank you so much for the invitation and having me this morning.
Absolutely, because we have a lot to talk about. And obviously, it is assessment time, isn't it, around our area?
It is. 2019 is a big year here in El Paso County and also the state of Colorado because it is a reappraisal year.
So this means that properties all across El Paso County, the property values are being assessed and what is happening, and we're going to break it all down. But last assessment was 2017.
That is correct.
Our real estate market is on fire, and it continues to be, right?
That's a great term. It is on fire, yes.
And then the property values are going up.
They are.
Which means people's tax bills, property tax bills, are going to go.
They're most definitely going to be going up.
Up.
Yep.
So your office has been assessing properties throughout El Paso County, and we're going to get into details about what to expect kind of in your area. And you're also doing a lot of Q&As over the next month to help answer people's questions. But let's talk about the basics behind property assessments.
Okay.
So give us kind of the background for the property assessments, how it happens, how it takes place, when it gets done.
Absolutely. So Renee, here in the state of Colorado, you know, according to our constitution and current state laws, is all 64 county assessors are tasked with reappraising their counties every odd year. So every odd year in the state is a reappraisal year. And of course, 2019 is just that. What is confusing to our property owners is what data are you using to determine these values? And usually when an assessor's office, you know, for example, my office will be mailing out the notices of value on May 1st, it basically, the values that we are determining today comes from data that we compile, the sales that occurred during a 24-month time frame. And this is extremely important. That 24-month time frame was July 1 of 2016 to June 30th of 2018. That puts a little confusion to our property owners going, well, Steve, you know, your data is about a year, year and a half old by the time you send out your notice of value.
So, but that's the time period, is that 24-month, right?
It is, absolutely.
So does it seem like there's a little bit kind of behind on the value? But I mean, we've obviously we're seeing prices jump in houses. And you and I were talking about this. Even just the sales of homes can affect this, right? I don't want to say directly the sale of the home affects this, but it can impact possibly how the home was sold. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
No, you are absolutely right on. Absolutely, Renee. So the sales and the cost and the income approaches to valuing those properties. But for residential, it is the sales. And here for 2019, in that 24-month time frame, we nearly set a record in the number of sales.
Of homes, of properties.
Homes, nearly 43,000 sales occurred in El Paso County during that time. And the data that we derived from that is, you know, it's absolutely a seller's market. It is a supply and demand. And we've seen a significant number of sales where buyers are coming to the closing table, they get into a bidding war, and they're paying $5,000, $10,000, $15,000,
$20,000 over the asking price.
That's exactly right.
And they're paying cash, too, which kind of, does that impact it as well, or just the fact that it bid all the way up that much?
It does. And, you know, and once that sale closes, it's that information that becomes an arm's length transaction once that, you know, that information is filed with the clerk and recorder's office.
Interesting. So,
yes.
I mean, we've heard about this, like you said. So in this past 24-month period, you said 43,000 property sales have happened.
That's correct.
That's huge.
It is huge.
And what kind of for the previous assessment were we kind of seeing? That was kind of coming out of the recession, wasn't it?
You know, in fact, in 2017, we were coming out, you know, and we've been doing it for about the past 4 years, is finally recovering, you know, from the recession.
Okay.
And in some of these neighborhoods where I'm seeing double-digit increases, keep in mind, these are some of the neighborhoods that were hardest hit.
During the recession.
During the recession back in 2007, 8, and 9, we actually saw a two-tier market in some of these neighborhoods, especially in the southeast quarter of Colorado Springs, where we actually saw more foreclosures than we did arm's length transactions. So now it is those areas
that are getting revitalized,
Absolutely. They're getting revitalized. And now we're back to values that we have seen pre-2007 recession.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Let everybody take a breather.
Yes.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about how and when the properties are assessed, because you've already done the assessments, right?
Correct.
But we're going to kind of break down the timeline. How the property tax is calculated. I know we've touched on it, but we're going to go into that. And then we're going to again talk about the areas and kind of what we're seeing percentage-wise around Colorado Springs. Plus, Steve is a brave, brave man. He's doing an Ask the Assessor series in April. We'll give you details on that. That's all coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, very, very important information for you if you're a property owner in El Paso County, and it's time for property assessments. And joining us is El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher. And we were talking about the 24-month period, and the last assessment was 2017. It's that time of year. The assessments are going to be coming out soon, in fact, on May 1st. But I'm sure folks, Steve, would love to know how the assessments are done and when. We kind of touched on how. What you kind of look at for the assessments, but when they're done as well, because they're coming out May 1st. Is that right?
That is correct, Renee. You know, and first, if I could, I want to give a shout out to my staff. You know, I have 50 full-time employees, and when you're valuing over 300,000 parcels, which many don't know, we're the largest county in the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
And when you have 50 full-time employees, they are absolutely magnificent. And also, this reappraisal has been extremely challenging, you know, just due to the market that we have seen.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I don't think it's a secret to any of us property owners here in El Paso County. You know, we've been on the local news, on the national news. The secret is out.
Yeah.
You know, I've grown up here. This is a great place to live, and the secret's out where a lot of folks are now moving in. And that's just, you know, what is happening is the supply and demand in the local market.
Absolutely. And yeah, kudos to your staff for, you said over 300,000.
Yes.
Parcels.
Yep.
That's incredible.
It is.
That is incredible. So how do they go about assessing? Is it like a timeline, like, okay, we're going to start assessing in this part of town, and then we're going to start moving to the, and how far back do you start doing this? Because obviously it's not going to be like, hey, in a week, we're going to assess 300,000 parcels. That just doesn't work.
So we started the reappraisal, you know, back in 2017 when we were
Absolutely.
You know, right there, you know, at the beginning where we're starting to verify sales and going through things. And then what we do is we do a two-tier reappraisal here in El Paso County. And I think that benefits our taxpayers, our property owners here. One is we do it the very old-fashioned way, which is we derive the sales out of a neighborhood. And we look at, on those sales of similar properties, have the values increased or decreased, and then we make those value adjustments.
Okay.
We also incorporate multiple regression analysis, which is a statistical approach, high-tech way of going about valuing properties with a lot of known variables, two-car garage, three-car garage, things like that. And we actually run both of them in continuum with one another. And many times the neighborhoods come out 1 or 2% off. But me as the assessor, that gives me a barometer of going, are our values good? And I tell you, I think it is that practice that has been in that office for many, many years, where we have the lowest number of property appeals for a metro county in the state of Colorado.
And really?
We do.
That's interesting.
Absolutely. So last year on an intervening year, we had 350 property appeals for 300,000 parcels. In 2017, when values went up about 15% for single-family residential, we had just shy of 3,000. So you're looking at less than 1% of property right. owners appeal their, you know, their property values. But it's also basically going in and ensuring fair and equitable assessments here in the county.
Yeah, being the largest county, like you said,
absolutely.
In the state, and assessing all of that. So I know a lot of folks are going to wonder, okay, so assessments, increase in property value means increase in property tax.
It absolutely. And that is a very good assumption for our property owners. You know, one thing is there are a number of variables that go into play when determining your property taxes. And one is, you know, we are not taxed on our market value. We are taxed on the assessed value of your property.
So market value, what you paid.
Right.
Versus what you assess it at, completely different.
Completely different. So the assessment rate is actually in Colorado. Single-family residential property owners, their assessment rate is 7.2%. So you take the market value times that assessment rate, and you come up with an assessed value. That's what you're taxed on. commercial property owners, vacant land property owners, their assessment rate is 29%. They pay quadruple the amount of taxes here in the state of Colorado than residential property owners. But it is the assessed value that you are taxed on. So you take the assessed value times the mill levy for the taxing district you reside in, and that is how you determine your estimated taxes.
So someone could, you know, once they get there, they could go in and obviously figure it out pretty much like, okay, here's how much my taxes, right? Once the assessment comes out.
Renee, I'm actually going to be providing that for our property owners.
Okay.
So on the notice of value, we are going to be putting an estimated tax table on there because, you know what? I, too, am a property owner. And, you know, if the value is going up or if the value is going down, hey, great. You know,
how does it impact?
What's this mean to my pocketbook?
Exactly. That's what folks want to know.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when you're increasing values by 25%, you know, that does not mean your taxes are going up 25%. Because the residential assessment rate for the past 4 years, due to our Gallagher Amendment, has been decreased. So 4 years ago, it was reduced from 7.96% to 7.2% to comply with the Gallagher Amendment, and it is projected to go down to 6.95%.
And that'll be by?
That is done by the state legislature.
Right.
So the final report will be done by the Division of Property Taxation in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
It will be submitted to the state legislature to make a determination and then on to the governor. But that is part of our state constitution, the Gallagher Amendment.
Right.
And so it is projected to be 6.95, which plays a factor. And in addition to that is your mill levies. So, you know, those aren't set until December. So all your taxing entities that you pay taxes into don't submit their levies until December 15th. And so those are still an estimate as well. So, you know, the assessment rate and your mill levies play a huge factor in your estimated taxes.
Taxes. Okay. Okay. See, we have to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the 2019 notice of value.
Absolutely.
We're going to touch on that. Going to talk about how you can get in touch with Steve. You're holding a series of Q&As. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a lot more with El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher is here. And guess what? Your 2019 Notice of Value is getting ready to hit your mailbox. When are those coming out?
You know what, Renee? I will be mailing out over 300,000 Notices of Value on May 1st. So, you know, if a property owner here in El Paso County does not get their Notice of Value within the first week, call my office.
Of May. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. May 1st. Just call my office and at 719-520-6600.
Give that again.
719-520-6600.
Okay.
And we can sit there and print up a duplicate, mail it to you, or even email it to you, whichever is easier.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Now, we've been talking about how the 24-month assessment period, what is kind of looked at for the assessment. But your office, you've actually, Steve, kind of broken down a map of what we're kind of seeing in value assessments, property assessments for the city for this year. So what are kind of some of the things you're seeing in changes for this year?
So, you know, as I've been sharing with, you know, many of our property owners, I'm seeing an average countywide increase on residential properties, a 20-25% increase countywide average. There are some, you know, neighborhoods where I'm actually seeing higher than 25%. And, you know, really where we're seeing large increases is inner city Colorado Springs and also southeast Colorado Springs. You know, the Southboro, Pikes Peak area.
Right.
Hillside, Valley High.
Yeah, Valley High.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it kind of looks like, see, from the map that you shared, like, here's downtown and go east. And that's where, like you said, but that's had the biggest recovery since the recession.
It is. You know, and sadly, you know, back in 2007, 8, 9, during the recession, these were the hardest hit neighborhoods, communities that we saw where, you know, as I mentioned previously, is there was more foreclosures in some of these areas than there were arm's length transaction and sales. And so, you know, finally, it's like we're seeing a recovery where now these property owners in these areas are now seeing their values recovered to previous 2007 values, and they're now seeing some equity in their properties.
Big equity in some
of
them.
Big equity.
And we were kind of chatting before, Steve, and a lot of this, too, is folks that are, and I guess the best way to talk about is flipping. Is that what the best way to call it? They flip.
We've seen a lot of fix and flips.
Yeah.
You know, where an investor will come on in, buy up the property for, you know, $200,000, come on in and, you know, flip it. And within a month, they would sell it for 80 to 100 grand more than what they paid for it.
And that, of course, obviously affects the...
It does.
And the not only that property's value, but I would think also impact the neighborhood.
It does.
Yeah, the
absolutely.
Whole neighborhood.
Yes.
Now, we were kind of talking, Steve, and a lot of folks, you know, they might be freaking out right now. Don't worry. Steve's got you covered. He's going to hold some Q&As, which we'll talk about. But you and I were talking in the break about, okay, so... People in their brain are thinking, oh my gosh, my property taxes are going up, which we talked about.
Yes.
Which most likely they are. But on the flip side, your escrow is most likely going up as well.
You know,
so it's kind of a balancing, isn't it?
Yes. And Renee, again, thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show and, you know, and just try to educate our property owners. You know, this is a big elephant to take a bite out of.
It is.
And, you know, one of the things is I break it down to the smallest common denominator is if your value is going up 20%, please keep in mind that is over a 2-year period where you're looking at a 10% appreciation each year because of that 24 month. Mm-hmm. So it's a 2-year period that you also have to factor in. The other thing is, you know, as mentioned earlier as well, is if your value is going up 20-25%, that does not mean your taxes are going up 20-25%. So based on what your estimated taxes are, if they're increasing, you know, several hundred dollars more than what you have recently paid, the 2018 payable in 2019, you also have to break it down to escrow. Is, okay, what does this mean for my monthly payment per month over the next year?
Right.
So, you know, $200 divided by 12, you're looking at probably an additional $10 a month.
Hmm. And see, and so you have to kind of break it down and look.
Yes.
Now, you have teamed up with Kono.
I have.
Which is awesome. Perfect relationship for this and all things neighborhoods, right?
Absolutely.
So you're hosting to help answer people's questions because I'm sure some people are listening right now going, wait a minute, hold the phone right now. But you have teamed up with Kono and there is a series of Q&As with ask the assessor. And they actually start today, don't they?
They do. In fact, our first one's this evening.
And where is that happening at and what time?
So our first one this evening is at the Ruth Hawley Library. And we're going to be holding 5 meet and greets, and we're probably going to be scheduling more because as the word is getting out, we have different neighborhoods going, Steve, can you come talk here, you know, have Kono come in. But right now, the first one is this evening at the Ruth Hawley Library from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and that is located at 685 North Murray Boulevard. The next one after that is Thursday, April 4th at Tap Traders.
So this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Okay.
And then the next one is Wednesday, April 10th at the Briargate YMCA. And then the next one after that is Tuesday, April 16th at the Westside Community Center. And each one of those is from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The one that is not from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. is the one scheduled for Thursday, April 18th at the Sand Creek Library. And we had a little scheduling conflict there.
Right.
So we're going to be at the Sand Creek Library from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And again, if folks want me to come out to their neighborhoods, HOAs, you know, want to get people together, please, you know, notify Kono or notify my office at, you know, again, 520-6600. I'd be more than happy to come and visit.
Yeah, because the making everybody aware.
Absolutely.
And understanding, it's, we've seen a lot of growth here.
We have. And I also believe being proactive and not reactive.
Correct.
And going out there and just educating our property owners, because, you know, the question is, how in the world did the assessor determine this value? And just that education piece where everybody's like, now I know.
Absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have some final thoughts with Steve's and basically just kind of understanding. Let's, you know, we've gone over a lot. So I just want to kind of revisit everything so people understand. And then also we're going to talk about, Steve, like, can they appeal once they get their notice of value? I'm sure we'll talk about that as well.
We've
Absolutely. Got more with El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher, and we've been talking about your property assessments, your property value assessments, property taxes, how they're calculated. And that's all because the 2019 Notice of Value is getting ready to be sent out on May 1st. And I know a lot of folks are listening, Steve, and they may be going, well, I'm going to appeal. Right? I mean, and there's
absolutely.
You know, they're already thinking in their mind, I'm going to appeal.
But not everybody agrees with their assessor.
Right.
Yep.
And they have that option.
They do.
So how does that work? And again, we're not trying to be like, oh, yeah, you're going to appeal. But some people might, even though it's less than 1% that normally appeal.
Absolutely. And Renee, you know, all property owners here in the state of Colorado, and especially here in El Paso County, have appeal rights. And they have the right to appeal the value if they believe it is incorrect. When they receive their notice of value, there will be instructions along with it explaining how you may submit an appeal, either in writing, mail. Okay. Believe it or not, we still have two fax machines in the office.
Do you really?
Yeah, we do.
Do people still fax?
Absolutely. So, you know, we still have fax machines in there. You could also appeal, come into the office and appeal in person or even online. You know, if appealing, please be sure to explain why you think your value is incorrect. There's nobody that knows your property better than the property owner. If able, submit supporting documentation. You know, and what I share with property owners is, such as sales of, you know, homes that occurred in your neighborhood during right. that 24-month study, or if you had a fee appraisal done during that 24-month study period, that is documentation that is critical and can help my staff determine a value. The other thing I am also extremely proud of is, for the first time here in El Paso County, is our property owners now can sit down at their kitchen table when they get their notice of value. They can pull up their property on the assessor's website.
On the website.
Wow, okay. And now we have a program, online program, called Citizen Comper. Comper stands for comparables. So when you get your notice of value, you can sit at your kitchen table with a hot cup of coffee, go into your property, pull up Comper. I provide you the same information that my appraisers are using to determine your value.
So basically what they are seeing and what they are going on is being right there for them to look
Absolutely.
At.
Absolutely. So it's on a GIS map-based format.
Okay.
You can see all the sales that have occurred within the neighborhood. In addition to that, you can pick the comps based on what your property characteristics are. And I actually build you an appeal form, a comp grid sheet.
Right there, if you want to.
Right there. It's very easy. You can do it online. And you actually will get a receipt back from us saying it was received. And we will be mailing you a determination within the next month.
Now, when even though, like we talked about, Steve, that normally it's less than 1% that appeal.
Correct.
I know this might be a silly question, but is it you appraised my property value too high or you appraised my property value too low? Or is it kind of an even?
Well, you know, when you sit there and it's pretty much, you know, in the even, when you're sitting there mm-hmm. looking at, you know, what is going on in a particular neighborhood and you look at similar homes and you apply that percentage to similar homes mm-hmm. that have sold, but it's basically pretty even distributed throughout the neighborhood. Because you know what? As assessor, I understand people talk at the mailbox.
Yes, they do.
And,
don't
you know,
they?
It, absolutely.
Did you hear what that?
You know that Steve Schleicher guy who I can't pronounce his last name and it took me sixth grade to spell it. But, you know, it's one of those things where people talk, neighbors talk.
Oh, absolutely.
And
they're
checking
online for everything. And yes.
Yeah. You know, and what you don't want to have the conversation is, hey, my value went down, but my value went up. What in the world?
Right.
So it's pretty, as your assessor, I try to ensure fair and equitable assessments here throughout the whole entire county.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's review, Steve, kind of everything we've talked about. Again, this assessment period has been going on for 24 months.
It has.
And it started in, don't tell me, May 2017, right?
Yeah, right around, you know, early summertime of 2017, we started work on this.
And then it wrapped up July of 2018,
right? It did. Absolutely.
So, see, I'm trying to put it in the noggin. And then it breaks down looking at, again, sales, things that have happened in the neighborhood, stuff like that.
Yes.
To help assess. And then the property taxes are based on the assessed value, not on the sales value.
Renee, you have passed assessment 101.
I guess I could be an assessor now.
Absolutely.
And some of the, and everybody on, you said across the county is looking about an average 20 to 25% value increase.
That's correct.
And the ones that are maybe higher than that are on your map are kind of east of downtown, like downtown east.
They are.
Because again, that was the hardest hit during the recession, but the biggest to recover too.
It is, you know, and it's great to see those values rebounding. And, you know, those folks getting equity back into their properties.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, again, I sincerely appreciate KRDO allowing me to come on and just being proactive and try to educate our citizens where they don't have the sticker shock.
And you know what? You don't have to listen to me. I'm trying to recap everything. You can actually talk to Steve.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Again, Steve has teamed up with Kono doing a series of Ask the Assessors. First one is tonight. And let's, again, Steve, go over the schedule so people can write down. And it's also on the Assessors website, the schedule.
It is.
And on the Kono website, right?
It's on Kono's website. It's also on their Facebook page, which is Council of Neighborhoods and Organizations. Mm-hmm. It's also on my website, which is assessor.elpasoco.com. And also, it's listed on my Facebook page under El Paso County Assessor's Office. But again, as you mentioned, our first one is this evening at the Ruth Hawley Library from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 685 North Murray Boulevard. The next one is Thursday, April 4th.
This Thursday.
Yep. Then Wednesday, April 10th. Then Tuesday, April 16th. Then Thursday, April 18th. And the format is basically going to be informational for about a half hour and then about an hour of Q&A.
Okay.
You know, and just basically networking and sitting down with property owners and just addressing their questions and concerns.
Now, if you are in a neighborhood and you're hearing this and you go, oh my gosh, well, we need to have a meeting in our neighborhood, they can reach out to Kono if they're part of Kono and
yes.
just reach out to Kono and get that scheduled, can't
Absolutely.
They?
Or they could reach out to, you know, my office. At 520-6600, and I will coordinate that with Kono, and we'll put something together.
So, and is that the best number to call, Steve, if they have questions?
It is, or you can call me directly.
Okay.
My desk number is 719-520-6527. That is my direct desk number.
Look at you. Most people don't do that, Steve. That's very impressive.
Yes.
You're awesome. So again, go out and go to the Q&A schedules up on the assessor's website, Kono's website. And if you have questions, there are the numbers. Steve, you're awesome. Thanks for coming in and breaking
Thank
everything
you so
down.
Much.
Because I was like, when I was reading all the notes and trying, I was like, wait, you know the brain. There's a lot to process in this.
Yeah.
A lot of information for neighborhoods and people to know. So,
well, you better watch out. You may run for assessor here soon.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher, thank you so much for all the information and have fun tonight and during all these Q&As. And coming up tomorrow on the Extra, BBB of Southern Colorado will be here. That's tomorrow on the Extra on KRDO News Radio.